Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Stupid.
Dumb. Idiotic.
Maybe it was due to our top 10 list. Nobody agreed with it.
Well, fuck them. Fuck them.
Hey,
fuck
wait a minute. That wasn't my favorite drink of the year, bitch. I told you it was drinks of the fucking show of the year. Okay?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what you like. My goddamn list. Fuck your thoughts.
Yeah. Bitch, I'm God.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
Hey, we don't call ourselves godfathers for nothing up in this
bitch. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, the reason for that shit.
Yeah, so damn it, shoot. Let me just go ahead and give a word to our sponsors real quick.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code The Last Drop? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable. And I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls. And it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP. To receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop. THELASTDROP at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
How dare you? How dare you, Twitter? Put a fucking block on my account, whatever, and shit. Like I did something.
I figured we were talking a little bit before the podcast started officially recording. I was saying this shit was bound to happen. There's always some dumb shit going on. I was talking about YouTube. They doing some dumb shit over there. Yeah. Now fucking Twitter's fucking up. It seems like Instagram is the place to be until they start fucking up too, which I'm sure they're probably already fucking up.
They are actually.
All this social media shit, I just use it primarily to post shit. And I like keeping track of what I'm drinking during the week. That's what I use my shit for.
You know, it's a good memory tool to be like, what did I have that day?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you that right now.
That's why I like keeping track.
Because I don't know if people notice on my Instagram, I've created those little reel stories now on my profile page to like remember what I bought throughout the year. Just so I can keep tabs and be like, oh shit, I got that this year, whatever. But you know, I noticed ever since I got kicked off Facebook that so many moons ago.
I remember those days. I remember that.
That was back when I was talking shit now a lot.
Sir, your name is not movie spoilers.
Fuck you.
You provide ID.
I'm not providing you shit. I think I sent them a buff to then do it.
And Facebook, they're the worst ones too. Off of that identity, that bullshit, and privacy and all that. So yeah, that was a really good call to doing that shit.
Bitch, it's social
media. They're the
worst
fucking ones.
I they were talking about provide. Can you spread your anal cavity? Provide two check IDs or whatever.
Yeah, give us your blood type.
Yeah,
date of birth.
Let me see your social security or whatever shit.
Yeah, your ancestry tree.
Can you confirm you work here?
Let me see your last three pay stubs. Yeah.
Can you confirm that you indeed spoil movies?
Have you seen this movie?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they wanted their pay stubs of all the things and shit. If you get free screeners, pre-shows, the email, you know, I was like, God damn.
How do I know you didn't just munch on somebody else's review? How do I know that? How you gonna tell me?
My reviews were one of a kind. That's how
they really were. You learn.
They were very one of a kind.
Yeah.
And when whenever I drag Cody to a horror or Bible movie.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They definitely were one double of a kind. Kind.
They don't want to.
They don't come around that shit. An old infringement? No, that shit. I know trademarked Cody, by me, goddammit.
I know Cody hated my ass. He probably said, motherfucker, good to see Avengers and shit. What he dragged me to? God's not dead, too.
Oh, yeah. No, that was definitely. I didn't say it. Best believe, once we got done, once we turned the mic off, I went back home. I was like, this mother, I can't believe this son of a bitch.
I get to see, I'm trying to think of a big movie or whatever and shit. I don't know. Fucking, oh, yeah. I get, I meet Denzel at a, what was that? Magnificent Seven movie, whatever.
Yeah.
Shit. The next note, a week later, hey, Cody, you want to go check out this horror movie, As Below, Us Below, Above, some shit like that? Yeah, let's go check that out, Cody.
Yeah, let's go watch the Gallows. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go watch the Gallows.
Those are the days.
I think
those
there was like days. A long trend where I just hated everything.
Yeah, you just got tired of watching the shit and then talking about it. And then you hop on social media and everybody's arguing about shit that they got no stake in, but they act like it. That shit got tiring as fuck. I'm glad that shit ended. I'm so thankful that fucking religious website took us down, wherever the fuck it was. That organization. That cult.
That organization.
Hey, they did us a fucking favor.
They really did.
They really did.
Because I think for a while, I just kind of stopped watching the movies, too. I didn't even review them anymore. We just did the actual episodes or whatever and shit. And mainly those episodes was just... Mainly it was talking shit about people complaining.
Mm-hmm.
So goddamn much now. I'm at a point now, because I don't really follow movies and stuff like that. But I know I'm almost certain people are still complaining. Why didn't you do this or whatever and stuff, you know? But I'm at a point now where I'm just like, I watch what I enjoy, and if I don't, then whatever. I don't really give a shit. It's like going to a restaurant that you don't really like. You don't really see me. As a matter of fact, me and you were talking about this at dinner. It was like when you go to a comedy show, Cody, and then, you know, you're just like, this is not really funny. You don't go on social media and go like, he shouldn't have made that joke. That was inappropriate.
No.
I'm sorry, but if you go to a comedy show doing that, fuck you. Okay, like you're the problem of what's wrong with this world. Or whatever. Like, have you ever went to a comedy show, Cody, and be like, man, that guy's ripping on me. I'm gonna end his shit.
Why the fuck would no?
I'm gonna end his shit, Cody. You know,
yeah. You know what? This man is getting canceled. I don't appreciate this. As soon as this show is over, I'm going to log on my Twitter app.
Yeah.
And I'm going to display my thoughts.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a lot to say. And the world is going to hear it, and specifically that man right there.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir, I don't like this.
I used to go to a comedy show.
Let it be known to the world.
I used to go to a comedy show pretty regularly because I lived right next to the fucking Laugh Factory back in the day. But I would go there regularly. There were some comedians I loved, some I didn't care for. I was like, oh, it was just a bad night, you know. Never felt the need to go on Yelp and say, your business is really god awful.
I'm sure somebody has done that. You have to Laugh Factory. They're like, yeah, I didn't like this setup tonight. I didn't like this list. I was like, yeah, fuck this. Y'all getting half a star. It was cool the other night, but tonight, nah. Luckily, my app was working tonight. It wasn't working before, but shit. So, hey, what have you done for me lately, Laugh Factory?
You know, I found it to be one of those things where it's like, you pay what you get for, or whatever. Either the comedian's not going to be good, or he's going to be good, or whatever. And I've kind of learned that with movies too. If I don't like the movie now, or whatever, or something like that, I kind of just don't watch it. If I don't give a fuck,
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you don't like it.
If I don't give a fuck about the characters or the story or whatever, I'm just not going to fucking watch it then. But I'm not going to sit here and fucking get on social media or Yelp or anything like that and be like, let me tell you the five reasons why I'm boycotting this.
Or especially argue about fucking movies from like 8 years ago and shit. Still to this fucking day.
Yeah. Well, let me show you where they went wrong, whatever and stuff, you know?
All these video essays, everybody's a fucking critic.
Now I do that.
Every fucking buddy. Yeah.
Yeah, but liquor costs more, so that's a little bit more a little bit more endearing to
you. That's a better investment though.
True, because you know, I remember people were saying like movie prices are getting out of control or whatever. I was like, it's like the cheapest form of entertainment you probably could pay for it.
Nowadays, yeah.
And you look over here at liquor, somebody's saying, oh, but you shit on liquor or whatever. It's like, yeah, because I paid fucking $80 for that shit, okay?
I'm about to say, I spent, what, close to, what, 50 on that fucking Bourbon County 30 bullshit? You got right. What I got to say about that. Hell yeah.
I got you a barrel, though, my friend.
Don't you play.
That shit's everywhere now. Like, I see that shit.
I wonder why. I wonder why it's so readily available.
Yeah,
I wonder
caught on. It does make me wonder, like, you know, these bourbon counties ain't really that easy to come by. I was about to say,
but for some reason, the big bad Bourbon County 30, that shit is everywhere. I wonder why.
Saw that photo I sent you of the barrel.
Yeah, a whole barrel.
But you saw the whole boxes sitting next to it. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
I had to be nosy. I opened up one of the boxes and shit. I was like, damn, this shit's stacked up in here. I was like, God damn, shit. If you were a fan of this shit, dude, you could have cleaned up in this motherfucker.
Yeah, there you go.
I did look at it and go, like, I wonder what's the resale value on this.
It's not high at all. It can't be high. It can't be high at all.
I looked it up. I can't even resell
it. Yeah, it's got a retail for a total one right there. What, $40? Whatever.
It was $39. I was like, I can't even get $70 for this. Damn.
Nah, you know, that resale value is fucking terrible on that shit.
Telling you,
dude, shit was not a hit. Shit was not a hit.
I've seen it in like 3 different stores now.
Mm-hmm.
Even in my travels, I've seen it in stores now, sitting on shelves. I've seen it in K&L over in the Bay Area. I was just looking at it going like, shit, it's just sitting here. Huh? Like, it's like nobody's wanting this shit, huh?
It's like Stone IPA. It's just there.
Yeah.
It's always there when you need it, if you want it.
It's like White Claw. It's just sitting there.
It's like White Claw.
Got all kinds of flavors and shit. You know, it's just like, look at that. So beautiful. So I have a right to shit on liquor. Mm-hmm. I purchased it for a very heavy amount. $10 on a movie, that shouldn't hurt your feelings. I can tell you that right now. No,
especially if you go on a matinee on like a Tuesday or some shit like that. Yeah. Like deals and shit. You good.
What's the highest you could pay for a movie? $20?
Probably like around 20. It depends on what theater. Like if you go like that bullshit IPIC theater in like Westwood or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking hate that theater, by the way. It's like $30, something like that.
So like... So between 20 and 30 is the highest you can pay.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you this right now. I ain't never spending $20 or $30 on some liquor that I ain't like. You know why? Yeah. They don't really exist. That's why.
They don't. Yeah, that's true.
When the fuck the last time you bought a $20 spirit, Cody?
Oof. Oh, Jesus. shit. Damn, that was a great question. I can't even tell you.
Even that goddamn wine you got that we love, some of the Otima wine wasn't $20. Okay, so.
Nah. Yeah, okay, I was like, 26 or some shit like that? Yeah,
26 or some change, whatever. And then the fucking 20-year-old was 29 or some change. So they don't exist. So most likely you spend 50 and up.
Yep. That's the ballpark right there.
That's a significant amount of money right there. Because you know why? $50 can get you a whole goddamn meal at a table.
That's what I'm saying. Liquor is an investment, as we said earlier.
You know,
absolute investment.
You know what kind of bomb ass chicken sandwich and fries I can get with that at a restaurant, Cody?
I'm about to say, like some good sushi, some sake on the side.
I went to a sushi spot in Redwood City. You know, I was out there and a nice ass Japanese restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Just me. My bill came out to $58.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many bottles of liquor I done bought that was some bullshit around that price?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When I was eating this bomb, it was so bomb, I couldn't even finish it all. I had to leave the California rolls. I was like, oof.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, I had that much shit. Or whatever. I had a buffet of trays. I just said, ooh, okay, got a little bit of this, that, whatever.
Okay.
Can I get a container to go? I'm going to wrap these California rolls. I left the shit in the refrigerator. I forgot all about it, too. You throw that shit away. So that it don't amount to anything or whatever. I will tell you one thing that happened, though. You're welcome, America. My Niners eliminate them Cowboys again.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, how about
them?
Yeah, Yahoo! Yeah, boy. Oh, yeah. I remember, you remember when they beat the Buccaneers and they had that fan camera of them in the lobby area of of Dallas Stadium or whatever the fuck it's called, AT&T Stadium, and we want the Niners. We want the Niners. Yeah. Like,
are you sure about that?
Man, we haunt y'all nightmares. What the fuck you talking about? I hope this trend continues. We just keep eliminating them every year.
I kind of see that. I love this whole. It's like this. It's literally rinse, repeat every fucking year.
That's what I wrote on Instagram.
I love this. literally. The Cowboys fans are insane.
Yeah.
Like, they are literally, they all need to be in straitjackets. I shit you not.
I got a comment for your ass, Cody. You're going to be laughing your ass off at this. I posted this on. This is the first time I've interacted on, like, social media and talking
shit.
It'll
be like me. I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. It might be being delusional and say, oh, yeah, this is our year. Yeah, we're going to do it this year.
Oh, y'all got different issues, though.
Hell no.
Yeah, y'all got different issues. That. They won't pay your fucking quarterback. That's their fucking issue.
I don't believe that at all.
What is going on with that? Why won't they just pay?
But I don't know, man. It's because it's because of his availability issues and he's injury prone. But I don't give a shit, dude. I do like that. You pay that fucking man, please. Who else we gonna get?
You saw
honestly. Who else we gonna get?
You saw how y'all been playing since he been out.
I about to say who? Yeah, who else?
Not only that. What the fuck else y'all gonna go with after that?
Exactly.
I mean, shit, nobody else on
that. Exactly. Build up your fucking roster. Pay the man. Quit making excuses. I don't hear that shit.
I got to be honest. I don't. I'm starting to question, thinking like I really think they might not pay this man. I'm
starting to think that. I'm hearing rumors of like he might get traded. Like what? Like, shit. Whatever, man.
The dumbest fucking decision I've ever heard of. If that.
Whatever. It's been 10 years since our last Super Bowl. That's too long. It's too long for me.
That might be the stupidest thing I'm seeing in sport. I mean, there's a lot of stupid shit right now in sports, but that might be one of the dumbest fucking things I'm seeing.
You're not going to pay Lamar Jackson? That's fucked up. You're going to go somewhere that will pay him.
I put this post up or whatever because somebody posted that video of Cowboy fans calling out the 49ers. Be careful what you wish for. Every 49er and Dallas fans would agree. Which, by the way, when I went to the Bay Area, sea of red at that airport. I was like, it's my kind of town. I wrote this one thing. I said, eat, sleep, eliminate the Cowboys, repeat. You know what this dude told me? He might be the one that gave me that Twitter block right now. 91_Margaret_19. You know what this person wrote? You're going to laugh at this shit. That's what the Buccaneers thought so as well. And look how that game turned out. This motherfucker just compared the Niners this year to the fucking Buccaneers, which, by the way, didn't we just blow them out 37-6, by the way?
Pretty sure that happened.
Like, literally not that long ago, neither. It was, like, almost fucking a month ago. So, did they just compare us to the Buccaneers? Like, I was just like, you seriously put the Buccaneers on that top tier pedestal of, like, oh.
Buccaneers haven't been there in 2 years.
And they suck.
Ever since they won that Super Bowl, they almost completely fallen off.
They suck.
So they were nowhere near even in the top echelon of fucking NFC teams. I don't even know. I don't know how that thought got concocted in anybody's head.
Well, this comment went very well, whatever, because a bunch of other people chimed in or whatever. I love this one guy. He said, laughing my ass off, they didn't want that goddamn smoke. I chimed back in after that Sunday and said, well, this didn't age well, you know. y'all back in the stands crying and shit again, you know. It's just
it's the Cowboy way.
I gotta tell you, because I love it, because the whole weekend I kept seeing this, like, oh, are they reigniting this rivalry? Ain't no rivalry. Rivalry means it goes back and forth. This ain't no rivalry.
Dude, that's not a rivalry. Yeah, who the fuck said that was a rivalry?
All the little news. That's why I don't really give a fuck about those sports channels. All sports channels, like, especially when you're at the airport, they got them on the screen and shit, reigniting the rivalry from the Cowboys in there. I was just like, ain't no rivalry. We going to eliminate them again.
I was going to say, the only rivals the Cowboys have is the Cowboys.
Yeah. And
that's about it.
I will say, as much people don't like Stephen A. Smith, he made one good comment about the Cowboys of what he loved. Because they asked him, you like seeing Cowboy fans in misery? He's like, yeah, I do.
Yeah. I love Stephen
A. Yeah, I do too.
It's the time of year.
It's the time of year.
We get the best content.
So, you know, the dude asking him these questions was confused. He was like, so let me get this straight. You bet on the Cowboys to win because you know they'll lose. He's like, I do. He said, yeah, because I love when you put everything in their stock and it just crumbles to them.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
oh, God, yes.
Then he made this comment. He said, there's two things I love about the Cowboys. And this made me laugh out loud. I was in the middle of fucking public. I had my Bose headphones on, whatever. So I don't hear anything. I'm dying in laughter. I'm over there. There's two things I love about the Cowboy fans. Jerry Jones. That shit made me pop. When he said Jerry Jones, I was like, that's how you know you a Cowboy hater, is when you love Jerry Jones. Because the Cowboy fans hate his ass. I personally love Jerry Jones. I find him to be the most intriguing man in all of sports, Cody. I got to tell you, if you listen to this man's radio show, you makes you wonder why other coaches ain't listening to this motherfucker and going like, that motherfucker just gave a whole play. What they about to do in this game?
Mm-hmm.
This man talks so much shit, dude. And he will keep it honest with you like a motherfucker when he talks bad on players and shit. Well, I don't think I should have gave Dak all that money.
Too late now.
Oh man, this dude is a bona fide class act in my eyes. Whatever, I love Jerry Jones. Do I ever want him on my team? Hell to the no.
Nope.
Stay right where the fuck. Yeah,
you can stay right there in Dallas. Yeah. I don't want you running my team. Fuck that.
He just looks like an old man that's always confused. What happened?
Yeah, he's confused because they've been in Super Bowl like what 30 years or some shit like that. I'd be confused too.
Hey, Cody. Hey, Cody. At least after 26 years, they finally won a playoff game.
Oh, there you go. That's something.
That's something.
Hey, here you go. Participation award. Award.
I'm sure Skip Bayless will give him some credit for that, whatever, because he loves giving credit to Baker Mayfield for winning a fucking playoff game. So, I mean, you get credit for that, I guess. Shit. Credit for no winning no goddamn playoff game. Get the fuck up out of here with that shit. So
that's fucking hilarious. That's really fucking hilarious. It's like, like the Clippers banner. We made it to Western Conference Finals.
Almost the fuck was it? Yeah. Almost won the Western Conference.
Yeah.
Speaking of Clippers. Oh, well, you know, before we wrap that up, who you got going to Super Bowl, Cody?
Oh, man. This is a tough choice, man. It's the really good matchups this weekend, man.
Yeah.
Really good matchups.
You got one that just started right now.
Yeah. Man, I really... really, really want to see your Niners go.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, my friend. I got the Eagles taking that one. And as far as AFC goes, that's even tougher for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a toss-up, man. I still got to go with the Chiefs, man. So I'm going to go Eagles-Chiefs overall.
I'm a little bit more on AFC towards the Bengals just because I don't know.
I can see why. It's really close, man. But I don't know how
serious is that injury Patrick Mahomes had.
Right. Yeah. That's the only thing. Yeah.
So that's
the deciding factor.
Because I had KC, but after that shit, I was just like, oof. And I read something that he said he felt like 60%. I was like 60%. I was like, man, that ain't shit, really. I was like. So I think I'm persuaded over the Bengals or whatever. I wouldn't be shocked if KC win, but it sounded like they got some hurt.
Yeah, like I said, that was very much a toss up for me. So that one could really go either way in my opinion. That game. Yeah,
I know Patrick Mahomes needs his win because he's in a losing streak against the Bengals.
I have to say, yeah, and then if he loses twice 2 years in a row to what's Burrow, man? That's something there. Joe Burrow, he's already there. So if he beat Patrick Mahomes 2 years in a row? Shit.
I do love the conversation is that Burrow has eclipsed Patrick Mahomes as a star of the league. I was like,
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
That's going too far.
last time I saw Patrick Mahomes was on the cover of 2K. I ain't seen Burrow on shit.
I need Burrow to get a chip first before we start talking about all that.
Yeah. I need Burrow to get all of Patrick Mahomes' accolades, first of all. Are we talking about
that too. MVP? I mean,
what the fuck is Patrick Burrow really?
I was going to say, we go a little far there.
Yeah.
A little far.
But be fair, look, Burrow's playing well, but be honest.
Burrow's playing amazing.
He kind of like
Patrick Mahomes now.
He kind of like the Memphis Grizzlies. He ain't really done shit. Okay, so I don't.
Let's just calm down that fucking narrative right now.
Yeah.
Chill the fuck out.
I mean, honestly, it ain't even close.
It's not. Mm. Burrow's great. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, if he beats Mahomes again this season, there's going to be talks like, where does he stand? In like the greats of the league as it stands right now. I'm gonna talk about all time and all that bullshit. I'm talking about right now.
Not if he loses a Super Bowl again.
Yeah, there's that too. You lose two Super Bowls. It's like, what does that look like though? You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
I mean, shit. Nobody cares about a runner up.
I don't fucking matter.
What team was it? The Giants that lost four Super Bowls in a row or some shit like that? I'm fucking blanking who it was now. Well, not in a row. It was three in a row, I think, and then one after shit. Yeah, did nobody remember that shit? Matter of fact, they remember it for all the wrong reasons.
Yep.
so you need to get a chip. So none of that shit matters or whatever. You don't see me here bragging about making it to the fucking NFC championship game or whatever, nothing like that. That ain't nothing to fucking brag about. That it's nice. It's really nice.
Very nice. Ain't a Super Bowl though.
Ain't no Super Bowl though. Sure, no.
Ain't no ring. Ain't no Lombardi trophy getting awarded. So what the fuck does that matter?
The team that scares me the most in the NFC, which is funny, is the team we're playing now, which is the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
That goddamn Jalen Hurts, man. That motherfucker has just been on a...
That dude is a baller. He's a bona fide baller.
That dude has been on a fucking rampage. And I'm not going to lie, I never cheer for this, whatever. But I was kind of thankful that he got injured because I was like, oh, thank I said, oh, thank God.
That eliminates that motherfucker out.
Yeah, that eliminates that competition. I was like, Devo, get him. Get him. It's not even a defensive line. I don't give a fuck. Get him. Get that motherfucker on the side if you have to or whatever and shit. I don't care. Matter of fact, when he's walking through the tunnel, just take a bat to his kneecaps real quick. Bro.
Hey, it hurts.
I bet it hurt now, bitch. Call me petty. Call me a sore. I don't give a fuck. I want to win. I don't really give a shit. I want to win or whatever. And that motherfucker terrifies me. He was the only terrifying thing in this whole goddamn division. I got to tell you, I was really fucking scared of him the way he was playing. So the fact that we see him in this final game, people was talking about the Cowboys as our biggest chance. Nigga, if you don't stop that nonsense
I'm sorry.
Don't stop that.
Let them talk, dude. Let them talk. I love, man. I just love them, man. You know what? This Cowboys fans make this world better, I must say. They really do. They are some of the best entertainment on this planet, man.
Goddamn.
They are the gift that keeps on giving every fucking year. When it comes around New Year's, this time of January, oh, I love it. I fucking love it. When they get to that little wild card game and they win that shit, like, that wild card game. Oh, yeah, make a move now. Yeah, go beat the Niners, go beat the Eagles, whoever the fuck, Giants.
I love that the salty Cowboy fan. They're so mad now. They're rooting for the Eagles.
Yes.
That's how mad they are. They're rooting for their enemy. And they don't like it. That's how mad they are. They're like, I hope them Eagles beat y'all ass.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ. It's even better too. Cowboys had a great defense this year. Dak fucking shit the bed completely.
hey, everybody keep... You know what annoys me, though, too? Is everybody keeps saying, like, oh, but the only thing that worries me about the Niners is, like, they got Mr. Irrelevant, whatever. Yeah, Mr. Irrelevant whooping these quarterbacks' ass. Okay,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
this dude, first of all, he's on a 9-game winning streak. And since he took over, Kobe... We've been in the 30-point range of scoring. I think we can stop talking shit about Mr. Irrelevant now, whatever.
Exactly. Thank you. He don't feel so relevant to me.
No.
I
don't know if you know how hard it is to get 30 points in a fucking game back to back to back to back to back to back or whatever. I mean, that's pretty goddamn impressive and shit. So the only game we didn't hit 30 points in was against the Cowboys.
I was going to say, do y'all not remember the Eagles Super Bowl run like, what was that, 5 years ago, something like that, with Mr. Nick Foles? Y'all remember that? I'm just saying, if all goes well, this is something kind of similar-ish in a way. Not exactly, because I forgot what that quarterback was at the time. What's that fucking name? He was with the Colts right now. I can't remember the motherfucker's name.
Not important. He's with the Colts.
Yeah. Oh, he was with the Colts. I forgot. Anyway, but he went out. He's supposed to be like the big bag, you know, talking to the town quarterback at the time. And Nick Foles took over. Nick Foles like a second, third stringer. Brought the motherfuckers to the Super Bowl. Won that shit. I think he's Super Bowl MVP too, if I'm not mistaken.
He was Super Bowl MVP. Yep. I'm going to tell you this right now.
Philly legend, Nick Foles.
I'm nervous about this game. I think I got Philly going, but I'm rooting. Obviously, I'm rooting for the Niners or whatever shit.
Yeah, man. It's hard to bet against Philly. Like I said, I would love to see the Niners go, but I can't bet against Philly right now. I can't do that.
The only thing I had to get going for me is he got injured and he came back, but he came back playing good. So I was just like, oh.
Yeah,
I was like, oh,
so much for that.
Yeah, he's playing good still. Huh?
Hey, you never know, man. You never know. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. Football's it's one game. Never know.
I tell you what, this Brock Purdy kid, he's still getting shit or whatever. Like, yeah, I don't understand it, but I mean, if you're on a 10-game win streak and you've hit 30 points plus, the dude got some respect now, because I was the one calling him. I was like, oh, well, cancel this season. It's over and shit. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, 32 plus points is not a fucking easy thing to do. I gotta give this dude some credit. I mean, imagine if this dude gets us a Super Bowl, this dude.
And all he has to do is just enough, because y'all have the best defense in the league. Because all y'all got to do is just get over the hump. And he's doing that. He's doing exactly what he needs to do.
You know what I like about him, though, over like a Jimmy G and shit? I can't even really compare him to Trey Lance. I don't even know how to fuck Trey Lance play, to be honest. Which we probably, we might need to just get rid of him.
yeah, maybe.
I tell you what, Brock Purdy gets in the Super Bowl. Might have
to there you go.
Might have to have that conversation or whatever. If they lose against the Eagles, maybe that conversation probably doesn't even get said or whatever or anything like that. But I tell you what, he gives you a Super Bowl. It'd be like, you know what?
Oh, yeah, there's going to be some talks.
Like Cody said, he doesn't really have to do much. But what I like about him compared to Jimmy G, that motherfucker knows how to adapt. If he throws the ball and that shit's almost an interception or it's an incomplete pass or anything like that, he will go to the running game. Jimmy G will stick to throwing that goddamn ball when he is on a bad streak. And you just go, or not throw it, to be honest, whatever. He'll just like hold it in his fucking hand. And you just like, dude, can you switch this up? Your running game is the strongest part of this fucking offense. Hand it to somebody. I don't really give a shit who it is. Hand it to anybody and just let him run it, please. He will just keep chugging that ball. And you just going like, that's how we kept getting those goddamn interceptions. Whatever shit. It's just like, why is this man still throwing this ball?
he's on that Brett Favre shit. Chucking it. That's why I hated Brett Favre. Man. He did his thing. Brett Favre that too, time. I couldn't stand his head. Could you stop?
And you know, I got to tell you, Kyle Shanahan must be the nicest coach ever, because if I saw that, I would run onto that field like, boy, get your ass over here. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, it's like, he must be the nicest coach ever, Cody. I never see Kyle yell at this motherfucker or anything like that, because I be getting frustrated when I see Jimmy play in that fourth quarter when it comes to games like this, whatever. You just going like, take him the fuck out, please, Kyle. Mm-hmm. Just fucking Kyle must have a lot of faith and trust in this man. And you know what? That's a nice relationship to have with your coach and shit, I must say. But God damn it, I be looking at this man sometimes and going like, Brock Purdy, I saw him throw a bad incomplete pass against the Cowboys. And that motherfucker did the next two plays doing the running game. I was just like, oh, thank God. Yeah. Someone that realizes
how hard is that?
Someone that realized I fucked up. Oh shit! I need to switch this up a little bit now.
Yes, yeah, running backs, use them.
That's all I asked for. Thank you, Cody. I was like, we got one of the best offensive line, defensive team, whatever. It's just like, thank fucking you. Use them.
Use them, please.
Fucking use them, please. So if Brock can do that today, I give that man some credit, but Jimmy, Jesus fucking Christ, man. That dude annoys the shit out of me sometimes with some of his plays. Because they'd be like the most frustrating plays ever and shit. And I feel like Cowboy fans, and I feel like taking my TV, smashing that motherfucker. Getting rid of this motherfucker.
I went with the combined invoices on Smash TVs amongst Cowboy Nation.
I love that
car windows.
I love that one video you seen. That motherfucker got in his truck, ran that motherfucker over. It was like, God damn.
Remember twice.
I love it too, because I guess it was his wife or whoever that was, daughter.
Yeah.
Calm him down and shit. And he just like, nope, fuck it. He just chugged this motherfucker in the driveway. I thought he was about to drive off and shit, just leave the house and shit. Like, he's that mad. He got to drive off the cliff. That motherfucker backed up and fucking ran that TV over like twice. I never seen a TV destroyed that way. The screen shit.
I was about to say, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I didn't know shit could break like that. That shit was crazy. You know what reminded me? I was watching old WWF clips last night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't we always?
But remember when The Rock threw Stone Cold off that bridge and he fell into the water? And then, like, the following Monday Night Raw, he had, like, this fake funeral for him. And Stone Cold came with the big ass, like, monster truck and ran over The Rock's car.
Yeah.
He kept his stadium and he ran over the hearse. The Rock just started going crazy and shit. That's what that shit reminded me of.
I gotta tell you, watching them old clips, it'd be like, no wonder motherfuckers always wanted to fight in this shit or whatever. Motherfuckers running your car, throwing you to bridges and shit like that. I was like, God damn. They had every.
I didn't give a fuck.
Getting their dick chopped off. I mean, they had reasons to fight back then or whatever.
He's not lying, people.
Yeah, like, I sent Cody a clip of Val Venus. Everybody, hello, ladies.
She had no context. This is perfect. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
They strung this man up, put his dick on a cinder block, and took a samurai sword, and it was Asian people that did this too. They took a samurai sword and said, and then they show you shit, but they just heard the loud noise. It's just like, yo, what the fuck just happened right now? They cut that dude's dick off, yo. Like,
Oh, dude, that shit was wild back in the day. You have no fucking idea how wild that shit was, man. Oh, my God. I forgot how wild that was.
I got to be honest. I guess I watched one video on Instagram, and now I'm just getting a mountain flood of, like, the craziest shit that happened in WWF time, whatever. I've sent Cody, like, three of them. There's one I don't want to talk about, but Jesus Christ, man. It involves a border patrol. Let's just put it that way, whatever. Jesus. I'll save that for when we do the WWF episode or whatever, this edition here, where we just go through old clips and shit. But that border one had me just going like, I was like, yo, I don't even know if I could write something like that in good conscience. Be honest, like, yeah, we're gonna have this dude show up from Texas to the border and start kicking mofos. I don't want to say, I already said too much, but still, you know.
Oh man, I do. You the other one you showed me where those dudes selling panties and shit in front of a live audience and JBL sniffing. I was like, Jesus Christ!
Which is funny because it's the same dude that was at the border patrol.
Shit was insane. I do remember that. Yes. Yeah,
he's the same. JBL, same fucking dude as that. I was like,
oh my god,
this dude's been involved in some wild shit. I can tell you that.
Right, oh my god. Oh shit, I do kind of remember that now.
That motherfucker.
Oh. Fuck.
I'm over there. You go back to Mexico. You tell all your Mexican friends and family that JBL is waiting here for you, and I'll send you back to where you came from because God bless America. I was like, oh my God.
God damn, bro.
I don't even know if I could write that in good conscience and be like, yeah, that sounds good. Jesus. Put that on live TV. Cody, like, JB, you sure? Yeah. Put that on live TV. How many views we get again? 5 million at the time. I think they were getting like 5 million views. Shit. How many people are going to see this? Yeah, put that on TV. Yeah, that sounds good. Cody would quit the next fucking day. He's like, I ain't getting canceled. I'm like, yeah, I'll put it up there, but I'm gone right away. Here's my letter of resignation. He going to do a Bruce Wayne and Lucius Fox.
Yeah.
Consider this my sign of resignation. As long as this clip is here in the WWF library, I will no longer be here. And that motherfucker was working at the same job, next movie and shit. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, he's like, wait, <what? laughs>
that movie's hard. That horrible.
Went nowhere. Oh, Jesus Christ, man. We talked to death about that shit. That movie's fucking awful.
There's like no consistency in there, but
at all.
Yeah, Lucius was serious. As long as this machine's here, don't you ever consider me working here at all.
Okay, motherfucker. I'm just trying to save the fucking Gotham, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, damn. Right. Shit. You act like Big Brother wasn't watching our asses anyway already.
I was about to say, yeah, Jesus, okay.
I love when people get upset about, like, motherfucker spying on other people. It's just like, you do realize this is what other people doing already, right? Like, yeah. Man, it don't make no difference me doing this shit. So you want the Joker to blow up two boats
full of people.
Lucius, you a sick motherfucker. I didn't realize you was that fucked up in the head.
I was saying, all right, Lucius. Ain't nothing on your hands then, motherfucker.
You know what? That should have been a good question from Batman. All right, Lucius, what do you think we should do then? Lucius would have stood there and been like, well, let's go with your idea. And by the time you get there, I'll come up with something. Yeah, by the time you get there, we'll come up with some ideas. Yeah,
you know what, Lucius? I'll give you this Cowan cape right here. Why don't you go help him out? Because I can't do shit.
Yeah.
Why don't you figure it out, motherfucker?
Since this way is so wrong here, you had all the access in the world, now just barely finding this room anyway. So, I mean, I don't know. If I had more access than Bruce Wayne, he just now found that room. Like, come on, dude.
Like, yeah, what are you controlling the art? Never mind.
Yeah. He's the one that built it, Cody. He's the one that built the fucking device. yeah, there's some wild ass WWF shit, though. I gotta. That motherfucker's sick. Before I buy them panties, can I get a sniff of those real quick? I was like. The fans was eating that shit up too.
Yeah, man. They had some lewd shit back in the day. And I mean fucking lewd. They didn't give any fucks. Not a celluloid of fuck to give. Nothing. Zilch. Zero.
I gotta tell you, fucking nuts. Maybe that's why nobody watches that shit now. It's so fucking toned down and shitty now. It's like, yeah, that's probably why nobody watched that shit now.
I mean, they have their little moments. There's still some weird shit sometimes. They ain't nowhere near to the level that it was back in the day.
Dude,
near.
They had three Mexicans riding a lawnmower out with a pinata, Cody. I mean, come on. Jesus, like, they ain't fucking, and they think they was called the Mexicos or some shit like that. Like, come on, dude. Like, come on, bro. Like, they came out to a fucking lawnmower or whatever and shit. All right. So
Oh, man, they embraced the fucking stereotypes back then, dude.
Shit, that was a fucking video. That video I sent you.
I was probably the first thing in the writing room. All right, what stereotype we doing this week?
Shit, that video I sent you. They had two black dudes called Crime Time.
Oh, yeah, called Crime Time. Wearing chains.
Gold teeth and shit. Wearing vests and shit. Wearing bulletproof vests and shit.
Yeah, looking like G-Unit and shit.
Yeah. Motherfucker straight up fucking stole some this chick's panties and shit.
Yeah.
First of all, why does she have like a bag full of panties and bras and shit just laying around?
Who
and shit?
Does that?
And these motherfuckers raided her, I guess her locker or whatever shit, stole her shit or whatever, and then said, we're going to put that up for sale, and then told this white dude in the audience, oh, no, you ain't got enough money. We don't take cards. We don't take checks or cards or anything. Cash only. I was just like, yo, this most racist shit I've ever seen. Fucking JBL gets on the microphone and say, you know I'm good for it, though. Come on now. Let me get a whiff of them panties. I was like, whoa. I was like,
oh, my God.
Jeez, no wonder
that shit was wild.
No wonder Vince is getting sued now by fucking 20.
I'm about to say, he the one probably wrote that shit.
He did write that shit, most likely. Whatever.
Weird ass.
You know he being sued right now by like 20 different women or some shit like that?
Yeah, yeah, he's still the fucking board.
I don't understand that shit, but...
fucking insane.
This motherfucker made a hostile takeover come. And you know when he did it, Tony? He did it on January 6th.
I don't know if I do remember that.
I don't know if people know, but he's good friends with Donald, so I guess he took
a book
or whatever. So he's like, January 6th, I'm making a comeback, bitch.
That's just wild.
Yeah, that's funny. But anyway, people, we're wrapping up Seltzer Month, so we're just talking a little shit here. And
speaking of shit.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Uh-oh. I think we already got like a top five.
I'm about to say, yeah, top five. Probably going to be, I'm pretty sure it's going to be completed today, my friend.
Yeah.
Today's the day. Top five worst stuff completed all the month of January.
Let's just say this. By the December of 2023, I don't think this will be on the calendar next year going forward.
No.
I think it's safe to say I've had enough seltzers.
I think we've had our quote unquote fun. We've given the audience their just dues.
Yeah.
You know, there you go. But, you know, like I said, our livers are valuable and they can't take much more of this bullshit. So today, this is the last seltzer I will ever try for the rest of my life. This is it.
Yeah.
Today's the day. Yeah. This is literally the last one I will ever fucking try.
Yeah. It's literally called the last drop, too. So, yeah.
It'll be the name today. Tell you that.
Living up that name because I ain't never pouring that. You know, it's funny. When I got to the airport, Cody, I went to go get a burger and fries because I tried to go to this little restaurant they had there, but that shit was packed as fuck. So I was like, I'm going to go to this little spot over here. Got a burger and fries. Was not good. They said, would you like a drink? I said, yeah, what do you got to drink here? Whatever. I didn't even ask for liquor. I just said, you got any lemonade? They said, no, we don't have any lemonade. I was just like, I don't see any bottle of water. I said, what do you got there? Whatever. She said, we got Coke, root beer. I don't drink soda. So I'm already, no. She said, we got White Claws or whatever. And I said, what other alcohol do you have? We have like some beer. Like, I said, what kind? Like anything like, you know, California made? Like, I was like, at that point, I was like, even 805 or something like that. They were like, no, we have Bud Light. I was just like, I looked at that White Claw for the longest. I just went like, Cody, I can't even get a glass of lemonade. Like, lemonade? Like, I'm sorry. I'm one of those. I got to drink when I eat. I got to have water or some kind of shit.
I'm the same way.
I'm just staring, going like, they said, oh, wait, we do have this one type of lemonade. I said, I'll take that. Give me that then or whatever and stuff. And they were just like, it's really shitty, though. I just looked at them and just went like, if the motherfucker's selling it to me saying it's shitty, that, well, how do I define what's sitting on this shelf over here then? Because it's already shitty.
Yeah. Okay.
So I said, I'll take my chances. You know what I did? I said, can I get a, because it was in a can too. It's just a no sugar lemonade. I was like, oh God, it probably tastes dry as shit. So I said, let me get some ice now. Let me get a cup of ice. I let the water, the ice melt in that motherfucker.
Just melts and get some water.
Till it became water.
Damn. Like, that is some struggle shit right there. I'm going to get a cup of water.
I started sipping that shit from the straw and I said, ooh, tastes like water now. I was like, oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, exactly. That's a bona fide win right there. You should have seen them. They were giving me brown sugar and honey and shit, thinking that was going to make it taste better and shit. I said, no, I ain't putting that shit up in there.
Brown sugar, what the fuck?
That's what I said. I said, what the fuck? Is that a restaurant?
What the hell?
Like, what the fuck? Brown sugar.
What the fuck?
Fucking disgusting and shit.
Man, who running that goddamn restaurant?
Oh man.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I think they deserve a Yelp review. Yeah, speaking of Yelp review. Yeah, them piece of my mind shit.
They had some good energy up in there. I was fucking with them the whole time. I said,
oh, okay, that's good. That's good.
She gave me that brown sugar. I just looked at her and said, I'll never take a fucking drink from your ass. She started laughing her ass off. She just said, I'm trying to help you. I said, yeah, help me by killing my ass, whatever that shit. I said, you ought to be a damn shame yourself. I said, where is the fucking FDA to approve this place, whatever? Mm-hmm. I told him, I'll give you a letter F for failure. Yes. They were laughing. They were good sports, but so I was like, all right.
That's good. That's good.
At least they know I'm joking around. I don't really give a fuck about that. But this is the last day, man. I ain't never drinking another motherfucking
last
seltzer.
Day, last can, last drop, all of that shit. Last of every fucking thing involving the seltzer bullshit. Yeah. Throwing the key away, locking it up, throwing the box in the ocean, never looking behind. Fuck this.
So this is one of those bonus weeks. So you know what I went ahead and did because I didn't buy a seltzer. I just took something I had already and I made a cocktail with it.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting. It is very interesting, I must say. This is very fucking interesting, I gotta say, but we'll get into that later, I guess.
Okay.
We'll get into that a little later.
All right. Curious. Very curious.
Yeah. So, Cody, what are you sipping on over there right now?
Well, shit, man. We got to do it. Seltzer month. This is going to be my last seltzer of all time. Might as well go with a fucking bang, right? So let's just go with the OG, the creme de la creme of all the seltzers, the land of seltzers.
Creme de la creme.
Creme de la fucking creme, my friend. Or at least that's what they tell me. I don't fucking know. Oh. But here you go. This is that White Claw Surge, baby.
Oh, that's what I had. Yeah.
Blood orange.
What flavor did you? Oh, you got blood orange. Ooh.
Blood orange. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh.
The orangiest of the bloodiest, my friend.
Oh, blood orange.
Yes. Sorry, you know how this is going to go. I'm pretty sure this is going to go. So I'm a backup pour of Eagle Rare right here. On standby. Right there.
That's funny because I have a bottle sitting right here too for me or whatever. I got Willer right here.
So, there you go. Perfect.
Yeah, I was going to drink it from the bottle. So
Hey, even better.
Yeah. So,
it's going to be one of them days. All right. Yeah. Crack this bad boy open.
God damn. Right. You about to drink that from the can too, my friend?
Nah, I'm going to be a bourgeois and bougie with my shit right now.
Cody, trust me on this.
Negro today.
Trust me on this. You do not want to drink that shit from the can.
I'm not doing that, my friend. Okay, here we go. Look at that. Yep, this is when we're right directly. This looks like Sprite. This looks a lot like Sprite. I'm afraid to smell this motherfucker.
Same White Claw Surge I had.
See that right there? By the way, a little more bubbles than that last shit I had, though. I'll give it that.
The surges of the White Claw, as I said on the first week of this, whatever, the surges are the higher percent ABV of the White Claw family. Just want to put that out there again.
You know, of all the seltzers I've tried, aroma-wise, this is actually the best one. This just smells kind of like the, you know what, it smells like,
don't be cool about that, Cody, because I remember I said the same thing about that cranberry
like,
one.
It smells like Sunkiss mixed with Sprite. It smells a lot like Sunkiss.
Yeah, once again, don't be fooled by that scent, Cody.
Like the artificial orange kind of shit.
Yeah, don't be fooled by that scent. Once again, I said that on that cranberry one, and the scent was misleading.
what I can say, at least this one is holding more bubbles than the past prior seltzers, so I'll give it that much.
Mm. Should have vanished in about a minute.
Yeah, all right. Well, not much is going on aroma. Like I said, it just smells like Sunkist. Artificial orange.
Yeah, you about to hate this shit. I can already
see. Yeah, it's not an artificial orange. That's about it.
Yeah, you about to despise this motherfucker.
Nothing distinct. Yeah, that's literally it. That's the only note I'm getting.
Yeah, you about to shit that bear right up.
All right, well, here we go.
Your ass might be bleeding.
Last seltzer.
Oh, yeah, it's God. Fucking horrible. See, I told you.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah.
This is.
Did I not just tell you don't be fooled by that fucking scent or whatever shit? With that, because I had that cranberry.
Oh,
the same
dude,
shit.
Dude, what like the hell is this?
Yeah, it tastes like shit, don't it? Yeah.
This literally, I know we said this before, but this literally tastes like disinfectant. This is what it tastes like.
Yeah.
It tastes like what I imagine disinfectant tastes like. You know what it tastes like? You know, sometimes when you rinse out your mouth out with peroxide, and get that little aftertaste?
Yep.
That's what it tastes like. That's exactly what the fuck this is. Disgusting.
You know when you put peroxide in your ear to unclog that motherfucker, whatever, clean it out and shit? Yeah, that's what that tastes like.
This is nasty. There's not even any orange flavor here.
You should
nothing.
You should, you know what you should do, Cody? You should sip that from the can real quick. It'll blow your fucking mind.
Okay, fuck it, why not? Yeah, go out with a bang, right? Shit, whatever. Yeah, but
sip that shit from the can. Tell me if you don't hate that motherfucking drink.
Oh, it's even worse.
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking worse. Yeah.
Oh, that's like this bad, sour, bitter note on the front end. Yeah, it's aftertaste, just all that disinfected.
Yeah, it's worse. Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Once again, people who like seltzers, how the fuck do you drink this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
This is not good. I'm sorry. Like I said, people are tied in on pains and all that bullshit. But come on, people, let's be fucking real here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, goddamn well, there's better to drink than this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know fuck well, deep down inside that brain of yours, that cranium that you were born with, and you still use it to this day to listen to this shit right here.
That I think you use.
Know goddamn well, that's better shit than this. And you know you deserve better than this. Well, maybe you don't. I don't fucking know. You probably piece of shit. You probably don't deserve better. But I don't know. But still, you should at least you should hope to deserve better than this bullshit right here. Fucking seltzers.
You
man.
Know the funny part is you drinking that from a glass. Motherfuckers drink that from the can straight up.
Yeah. I know, it is worse than the fucking can, like you were saying. Yeah,
it's way fucking worse.
God, man.
And as I was telling you, that nose tries to fool you because you smell the flavor that it says it is. Like, I had the cranberry one. It smells like cranberry. You're just like, ooh, that smells good. You sip that shit, and you just go like, why does this take like it tastes like a recycle bin when you take it to the recycling center and shit, and you crush all the cans and shit. That's what it tastes like. It tastes like ass.
This is fucking made pure. They got some fucking nerve. I love reading these goddamn labels on here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pure ass. That's what the fuck this is.
I take it 2 points. Oh, drown drain, huh?
Yeah, that's it. Well, that's my final sip of the seltzer. I ain't drinking any more of that bullshit. I'm done. I'm fucking done. And it's 220 calories on this shit. Yeah, those calories are better spent elsewhere. Your buddy's better spent elsewhere.
That's a lot of calories too, by the way.
That's a lot of calories for this bullshit.
Yeah, I can eat a lot. I eat a Twinkie, and I don't even like Twinkies.
That's a lot, man.
Same calories and shit. Sip an Eagle Rare. It'll make it better. Oh, actually.
Yeah, I'm about to do that. I was trying to see what's in this bullshit.
Actually, don't do that right now, because your taste
probably... Purified carbonated water, alcohol, natural flavors, my ass. Mm-hmm. Cane sugar, citric acid, sodium citrate. Yeah, fuck this. Fuck this shit.
Some of that shit, I can tell you, they don't even sound healthy. Sound like that shouldn't even be going in your body.
No, nothing about this shit is healthy. Nothing about this brand is healthy. Nothing about seltzers are healthy at all. Fuck seltzers. I hope they get to. You know, we need a prohibition for fucking seltzers. That's what we need.
That'd be great.
Fuck that. I love that bullshit.
So I take it January of 2024, we're not going to be doing this again.
No, fuck that. No. Yeah. No, I'd rather put a bullet in my goddamn head. I'm knowing seltzers.
Yeah. Hey, look, people, don't say we didn't try it.
And I got to say, this is pretty much on the same level as that truly bullshit I had the other week.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same.
That's the same thing. Like,
yeah, they're all the same.
I had two different, and I can tell you right now, just by tasting both of them, I was just like, I mean, you could say one is worse than the other, but like, what are you defining it by? Whatever.
There's nothing good. It's not even refreshing. So no. I don't even know why you even get on that note.
Not refreshing neither.
Drink water if you want refreshment. Fuck this.
Honestly, what would you drink it with? Like a lunch, a brunch?
Exactly. Like, what do you pair this with?
Like, I don't understand what you drink. Like, I couldn't eat that with anything. Like,
no.
I honestly feel like it would make the food worse.
Yeah.
I think it would make you a bitter motherfucker, too.
My palate is fucking tainted right now. So, yeah, it probably would make the food worse.
I honestly thought you should sip that Eagle Rare, but now I'm second guessing that because I'm like.
I'm going to drink it anyway. I just got to get this shit out of my mouth. I was going to go for it. Fuck it. Whatever. It is what it is.
I feel like that seltzer might have fucked up your an aftertaste.
Yeah, my palate probably would be fucked for the rest of the day, but whatever. Yeah. I figured it would be. This gets a 21-21, by the way.
Yeah, 21-21.
That wasn't already obvious. Yeah, so fuck this. 21-21. Fuck seltzers, man. I thank God we're done with this fucking month. I'm never doing this shit again.
I love when we have a bad month, we go straight back to whiskey and beer next week.
Yeah. Yep. That's usually how, back to the basics.
We need a month palate cleanser.
Yeah, to cleanse. Palate cleanse month. That's basically what whiskey and beer months are, basically.
Yeah, they're really like, I'm going to stick to my faithful here. Right? Yeah, okay. And then the following month, because I think March is cocktail month for us, so that...
Mm. So palate cleanse. Yeah, there you go.
Cocktail months are, I don't think we've had a bad cocktail. Cocktail months usually be ranged between average to great. So it always usually ranged to I can do better to this is great. So, but whiskey and beer, and I got to pick a really good fucking whiskey to fucking get rid of this. I gotta pick something I'm really good at here, because fuck me, dude.
That was White Claw, Hard Seltzer Surge, Blood Orange. There you go. Fuck this seltzer shit. Well, I gotta say, these reviews are really easy. Reviews are really easy, straight to the point, straightforward, in and out. Super easy. There ain't shit going on in here.
I don't know how people going on. I don't know how people review seltzer, to be honest. Because
there's
like,
nothing. Yeah, there's nothing complex about this shit at all.
There's really nothing to say at all about it. Like on the nose, you don't say shit really. You just go like, well, I mean, tastes like orange.
Yeah.
The Eagles are up 7-0 right now. By the way,
mm-hmm.
The first quarter is about to end in about 20 seconds. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Well.
still very early. Still very early.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, still very early. It's barely just first quarter over, but you know, fuck anyway. hey, further than the Cowboys, that means something to me. You know, we had our
there league. You go.
You know what? I'm curious because I looked up the rating on my White Claw cranberry or surge that I had. So let's see the blood orange.
Yeah, it's some bullshit. I think I average of like a 3 on Google. 3.1, or the fuck that means.
Yeah, I think it's a 3 out of 5.
So yeah, like, got a 4.0 on Drizzly.
I see on VinePair, it's got an 84%, which is 4 stars.
Yeah, Total Wine, averaging out of 3.1.
Yeah, I'm seeing, Total Wine got the best review so far.
I love this article, ranking every White Claw flavor from worst to best. How the fuck do you do that?
You got a lot of balls to do some shit like that. I gotta tell you. How the fuck do you
do that? Look at that. That's funny. Blood Orange comes in a dead last.
Cody, you gonna laugh at this. Well, you think that's funny? BevMo gave it 5 stars.
BevMo sucks anyway, so that didn't shock me.
Cody, that doesn't shock me. I think Total Wine had the best fucking review rating so far, which is honestly weren't that great either, to be honest.
Nah.
Let me see. Yeah, I see on Google the 3.1 or whatever. I see
crafted with quality ingredients. Man, White Claw, y'all better stop.
Suck my
y'all need to stop.
It's the lies that do it for me, Cody. You know, it's
oh god, hint of fruit flavor. No, the fuck, ain't no goddamn hit on it. Ain't shit in there, bro.
I love this question that's asked, Cody. I don't know if you can see that or whatever or not, but
does White Claw give you a hangover? It probably would. It probably would. I don't know. It has a lot of artificial bullshit in there, so it probably would.
It probably give you a sugar headache if anything. Okay?
Yeah.
Somebody said, unlike a beer and wine hangover, this might make your stomach feel like it's inhabited by aliens.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, that doesn't sound...
I kind of see that.
Yeah, it made me want to vomit. So, yeah, I can see that too as well. All right, well, on to me. And I didn't fucking buy another White Claw, but I had one more can of this because JoJo drank the other one or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I had another one of these that I had last week before I flew out. Kind of a... in the seltzer family, but not really a seltzer, more of a cocktail flavor, but I kind of made it in cocktail. One of these Jameson lemonades again.
Okay.
Which is the only positive review I think I've given this whole month.
Whatever. Yeah. Y'all had some pretty decent remarks to say towards that. Yeah,
because you know why it tastes like lemonade? That's why. It's like lemonade.
Yeah, can't really go wrong with that. It's like lemonade.
Yeah, but I like lemonade, you know.
I like lemonade too.
So. I drink it at restaurants and shit when I don't get alcohol or anything like that because I don't drink soda and I don't fucking just want water. You know, give me something with a little flavor, so lemonade or whatever. You barely can taste the alcohol. So what I did with, I wanted to see if you could make cocktails out of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a cocktail out of this. Now the ice is already melted and stuff. Or actually, I ate it all, honestly, during the show. So I made this cocktail, and what I did was I used actual real Jameson.
Castmates, okay.
I used the Castmates one that was finished in craft beer barrels. And then what else did I put? I put some lime juice in there so I can make lemon and lime. And ice, I shook in it. What else did I put in there? Oh, that's probably it. I just put lime juice in there, really, and stuff. And I got to tell you, I like the one they already made better. And here's why.
Okay.
Now, when I read this first, Jameson Lemonade, that when I saw that, I just like rolled my eyes. I just went like, them are two fucking things that don't need to be mixed together. I said, I know what Jameson tastes like. And that's the last thing I think of is lemonade.
Yeah, you would think like, yeah, that pairing shouldn't work out at all. Whiskey, nah, yeah, I didn't. In theory, yeah.
So what works for this is because you don't fucking taste the Jameson. You don't taste the fucking whiskey at all, to be honest with her. So that works in his favor. You can tell there's a slight hint of alcohol in there, but you don't know what it is and shit. It's the lemonade that works for it. Now, in this part, when I mixed, and I put 2 ounces of Jameson in this, by the way. So I made this strong, basically, is what I'm saying. Yes, that's strong for a cocktail. And to me, these are like, that's in the black barrel. These are pretty much the better of the Jameson. So I was like, well. So my problem with this cocktail, and ingredients is made properly, is everything. So I'm proud of myself for that or whatever. The problem with this, though, is, Cody, I found out that they do make seltzer cocktails in the Bay Area. And
interesting.
It blew my fucking mind that people actually order that shit. So
a seltzer cocktail.
So the problem with this now, well, I just made a comparison. This should not have any kind of whiskey or anything poured into it because it tastes fucking weird. like...
You said that.
It is fucking
this shit nasty. Tastes like it's from another planet.
Yeah, it tastes like them aliens
inhabiting in a good way.
It basically sums up what I said about this. Like Jameson lemonade, what the fuck? That don't go together. That's horrible. Right. I did whatever shit. That's what this tastes like. That's what I made.
That's what experimentation. Never know.
Now, on the initial palate, it's fine, right? You get basically this. On the finish,
that's when shit goes haywire.
That's when shit just goes like, the fuck was that? It's like, what the fuck?
These two was things that? Are not meant to mix.
No.
They're not meant to be.
And I gotta tell you, it makes me question if they even put Jameson in this motherfucker. Or did Jameson just make this and just go like, yeah, just slap our logo on that shit or whatever, and we'll just, you know, because I got to tell you.
Honestly, that's probably actually what happened. Because Jameson's a big brand. They probably want to fuck around, like, with the quality control and all that bullshit. Like, yeah, just slap our brand on it. Fuck it.
You know what?
It'll sell.
After making that cocktail, I can almost guarantee they didn't put fucking Jameson whiskey in this now.
They probably didn't.
I'm almost certain of it now. Because the finish on this shit, it overpowers the can and whatever cocktail it is and shit like that. And it just makes it taste like a bitter ass lemonade. I'm talking like it leaves this like, like this musty stank on your fucking throat and esophagus, or whatever. And just like,
That doesn't sound appetizing at all.
No. And it's really unfortunate too. Cause the whole time you were talking about yours, I'm sipping this and eating on the ice and shit and going like, man, that palate is actually pretty fine. Actually, you know, and then you get to the finish like, ooh, that just fucked.
Mm-hmm. So really the finish is culprit here. Interesting.
Because, if you hold it in the beginning of your mouth here, the palate, you could like kind of balances well with the alcohol and stuff like that. And then when you get to the finish, it's just like straight overpowering alcohol. Uh-oh, got a notification. What happened? Okay, nothing bad. All right, wait a minute. Hold on. Brock Purdy didn't get hurt, did he?
Uh-oh. Update.
Purdy takes big hit. Oh, my God.
Wait, he ain't down, is he?
Injured his throwing his elbow. Wait a minute. Here is the play where Brock Purdy injured his throwing elbow. Oh.
Oh, shit. Fuck, man.
God damn it. How did we lose 3 quarterbacks in one fucking
That's game? Insane. That's some bad fucking luck. Well, shit. I mean, y'all made it that far. So I was impressive.
Losing I got to tell you, that's pretty fucking impressive with losing 3 your fucking quarterbacks. It's like, I know there's been talks about if Jimmy G's going to come back to play if he's healthy in time, which it sounds like he is or whatever, but I mean.
Well, I just said a lot about y'all defense, man. That's what that says.
I would say our offensive line, too, as well. that running game, hey, Christian McCaffrey, that was a good catch. So. But either way, I'll check that out later when I get done packing and shit like that. Yeah, man, I really don't know. I will say this compared to yours, it's not really an easy review. It's kind of really hard to define. I mean, it is what it is as far as what you get in the palate and the finish. Mm-hmm. At least there's a little bit more complexity compared to your fucking drink. I already know that for a fact.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah.
You know, shit. Pepsi probably got more complexity than this bullshit.
Yeah. Shit. I think spit water got more complexity. Yeah. Like, that came from a black man. Okay.
From the back of the throat.
Okay. Yeah. He clearly had molar.
Okay.
He was about a shade of color three, so he's like right in the middle, like that, the kind of like that cross between light skin, dark skin. Okay, yeah, okay, all right, interesting. Okay, it tastes just how spit would, you know, disgusting. like it tastes real nasty. Okay, cool. In a way, it's kind of fucking unique, to be honest, whatever. It's weird as shit, but it's like one of those things. He's like, I can't stop drinking it just because I'm trying to figure out, like, what in the hell is going on that back end there. It's one of the most unique, not so pleasant drinks I think I've ever had. I don't even know if that
makes sense. Has something going for it.
Yeah, it has something really going for it.
It's like a complete loss.
Honestly, it's one of those things. It's like, why the fuck would I do what I did when this tastes way better, to be honest?
Hey, well, yeah, you didn't know.
I didn't know neither, honestly.
Well, you're throwing shit at the wall, see what sticks.
You know what I was really thinking of doing is, like, I thought I could bring out that alcohol level more in this, is what I was trying to do. And now I realize why they didn't do that with this.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't go together.
Right.
Yeah, I drink this. This is more refreshing. I drink that. I just go like, nah, it's best to leave. Like,
word to the wise, do not mix Jameson lemonade with anything.
No.
Just drink the shit.
Drink the shit. And yep. I was debating on this or the Crown Royal one or the Jack Daniel one, but this one was cheaper. It was like $5.99 for a 4-pack. Whereas the other two was like $21.99. I was like, you can suck my dick.
Nah, fuck that.
Yeah, suck my dick. Do what you can do. This gets a 1.
Yeah. Sounds fair.
Yeah, that's a 1.
Sounds fair.
Much better than everything else I've had. I can tell you that for sure. Palate is kind of has the remnants of this can here, whatever and stuff. Finishing everything else is fucking trash. So the alcohol, you know what it does too, Cody? You know, I haven't had Jameson Caskmates by itself in a while. I don't even remember what it tastes like, but I can tell you this right now. Whether it's good or bad, it makes you think of Jameson Caskmates taste like shit. So, matter of fact, you know what? Fuck it. Let me just pour some of it now.
Yeah, pour a little bit in there.
Take a little sip.
Yeah.
Okay, that is not good whiskey. that is.
I don't think I've ever tried that one. Caskmates. I don't think I have.
I've had it with you. When we did like an Irish, it was like right before we started. This is when we did the Red Spot.
Okay, yeah, I was not remembering then.
That was a while ago. That was That was right before we started the last drop and shit.
Okay. Oh yeah, that was a long time. Okay.
Yeah, it was. I bought this because we did like.
I do kind of remember that. Yeah, like the stout one, right?
Yeah, we did we did this one and the IPA one.
Okay. I do remember that. Yeah,
We like this one more than the IPA, but after sipping it, I don't know. My palate clearly changed, but it tastes like shit now. So. Yeah. Take another sip just to be fair, I guess. I can't see myself drinking this. I was like, oof, man. Look, I've had way worse or whatever and shit like that. So I can see you drinking this at a fucking cheap ass bar. Look, this is all they got into the bar, and I can see yourself drinking it, whatever. But you'd be babysitting the shit out of that fuck, because you'd be like, I don't want to do that. But wow, that is not good, dude.
I can tell by your disposition.
That is not fucking good at all. Whatever. Okay, so
you just came to another realization about how not good it was. Like you realize it wasn't good, and then you realize it wasn't good.
Yeah, because then that fucking aftertaste kicked in.
Like it just set in.
Okay, that is not meant to be mixed with this. Okay, I Jesus fucking Christ, that is no wonder it tastes like that now. Now I know why. Shit, you know what? I wish I had another can because now I'd pour different Jamesons in it just to find out now to see. Because
maybe
that does not taste good at all. That right there is a fucking.
Oh, well, there it is.
Yeah. You know what? I changed my review. I didn't want no more. So fuck it. Yeah.
That's a fuck it. All right.
Yeah. Okay. The whole cocktail's a fuck it now because that just shouldn't go together now. That should not go together. That suck my dick, man. That Jesus Christ. That is horrible. Oh, God damn. Who the fuck would drink this? It's just like, oh, shit.
Oh, man.
You get some better Irish whiskey than this. The fucking Sexton tastes better than this. I think it's cheaper, too. So
I probably is, right? Yeah.
It's like $22. I think this one's like 26 or some shit. So.
Oh, yeah. Get the Sexton. Fuck that.
Ugh.
Oh, he spit it back. Ugh. Ugh. That's first. I knew we never had that on here. We never had that on here. That's the first time you ever spit the shit back in the glass.
And I forgot to throw that glass.
That is the last drop first. Wow. This is kind of a monumental show in multiple ways here.
Yeah. The last of a lot of things.
But the drain pour that cast makes bottle.
Yeah, we're going to drain pour that and we're going to throw this glass away too because I spit it in now. So that glass is on the trash can now.
That should taint it forever.
Well, I'm glad this month is over now.
Yeah, well, damn, that's another fuck you a month right there. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, well, at least Jim's Lemonade on its own wasn't so bad. So, yeah, that, you know.
I'm sure nobody will drink it, but, you know.
Man, you
they'll,
know.
They'll stick to the lemonade. White Claw. You guys are crazy. Yeah. White Claws are better.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, I got a girl that I somewhat was interested in talking to or whatever and stuff, and I know she drinks a shitload of that. I've lost interest now.
You're in the White Claw, you say. Oh, okay. Delete.
That tells me a lot. Block. Block. That tells me a lot about your taste buds, whatever.
Oh, shit.
Man. Oh, dude. Can we leave now?
This month over.
Yeah.
It is over. Thank God.
That's
it. No more White Claw. Like I said, we never look back, brother. We done. We put in the work. We are done, son. That is it.
This is the type of shit that make you want to quit this show. I gotta tell you, like,
I ain't drinking no more. I can't do this no
more. Nah, I ain't.
I can't keep going.
Cody said he pescatarian shit. I'm a alcoholitarian now. I don't alcoholitarian. I don't want no more now. That it literally is the type of shit that'll run you away from liquor. Like,
Or at least have you take an extended break for a while.
Yeah,
and then I really want to drink right now.
Yeah,
I don't want to do this.
All right, people, we getting out of here now. I gotta head out.
About that time.
So, people, want to thank everybody for listening in. Gonna wish everyone a good weekend and stuff like that. Good money listening to this. I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB, which I don't think we did at the beginning of the show.
I am all gravy. Hey, better late than never. Yeah. I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.